We have a government shutdown underway, partial government shutdown. We shouldn't define it on their terms. Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk is here to talk about it, who's been battling. According to the Democrats, you've abandoned Washington, D.C. I guess they forgot you voted to fund the government. But, Julie, what do you say to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people who are saying, you know, where are you Republicans? Why have you left?
Well, I'm in my office in D.C., so that's a simple response. And all me and all my colleagues did our work 11 days ago and brought forward a clean, nonpartisan, straightforward solution to all this, a short-term continuation of existing funding levels, which they've supported multiple times and in many cases set the funding levels that they're now refusing to extend. Republicans did this 13 times in the Biden administration, and this was a temporary measure, a stopgap measure to give us time to work on completing the budget in regular order, as it should be done, and work on bipartisan policy solutions to the issues that they're talking about in terms of health care. And I would also add the farm bill, completing the farm bill, among other things. So this is all in their hands. I'm shocked and disappointed, I have to say, Scott, and really frustrated, because this should not be a partisan exercise. This isn't a partisan exercise. This is a simple, straightforward solution that we offered to them, blocking ever since.
So define government shutdown, too, because the regime media loves to scare people. They have in the past. What is shut down temporarily because the Democrats are having a hissy fit? Explain that, please.
Well, they are having a hissy fit, and they caused it. So that's, you know, what we have to keep coming back to. They caused this. This is chaos of their own making. So basically, the essential services continue. People will continue to get their Social Security checks, you know, VA benefits will continue to be provided, and people can show up and receive health care at the VA. So there's because we've done this in the past, there's a breakdown of essential and non-essential services, and the agency leads in many cases determine that. Everything isn't shut down, but it's scaled back in many ways. And what I really dislike about it is, you know, people are furloughed, the military, it's great uncertainty for our military. I was just in Grand Forks last week, and the last thing that the colonel in charge of the base up there told me was, please, no, that government shutdowns are really painful for the military and difficult, and do everything you can to avoid it. And I said, absolutely, we already have. We've provided a clean, nonpartisan solution to this, to extend funding temporarily so we can complete the work. I really believed that the Democrats would see the light and support it, and I'm super disappointed that they didn't.
This is all politics, obviously. Would you explain the dynamic in the House of the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars, who, by the way, hated on Charlie Kirk and won't apologize for it? These people are sick, twisted individuals. They're all about YouTube views and social media and fundraising, and they're holding Chuck Schumer and other Democrats hostage. Any normal Democrat has now got their head down. They don't want to get it whacked off. Because, you know, they literally politically would be dead if they come out against her. So explain, you know, that dynamic as someone that I imagine has Democratic colleagues that are watching this. Why aren't they speaking out against her? What's going on?
Well, you know, turns out that they've been planning for months to stage this shutdown. We've seen reports about, you know, going back into July, Schumer working with radicals on the far left to create a scheme for this shutdown. And they developed their demands, which are, you know, I'll just read them to you and your listeners can decide if they're extreme or not. They want to unwind the work requirements that we just passed for able-bodied working age citizens who qualify for Medicaid. We added work requirements for those folks. If they meet the work requirements, which are pretty modest, they can continue to keep their benefits, but able-bodied people shouldn't be able to receive benefits without working. And that's a simple principled position that we took and included, and they want to unwind that. That's one of their demands. They want to unwind the barriers that we created that would prevent them from blue states from providing Medicaid to illegal aliens. So free health care for illegal aliens. We have now shut down the government for that so that they can make good on that promise to their base. They want to provide the funding back for public broadcasting.
Oh my.
They want to limit the president's ability to do rescission packages and root out, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse in federal agencies. So these are the things that are included in their proposal. They developed their own continuing resolution, and these are the things that are baked into it. And they're things that we just simply cannot go along with. We can have these policy debates, and we can do that after we extend, you know, a clean continuing resolution that's already been supported by these folks in the past. But we aren't going to cave to these unserious, as the president calls them, unserious, and I would say just dangerous and bad demands, ridiculous demands.
And so, you know, this is all about Chuck Schumer being primaried by AOC. This is all New York politics, right, Julie? That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's political theater at its best. They've even developed a platform for everyone to sign up for Times and, you know, host online a podcast of some sort to, you know, talk about this and you know, provide their a stage for their political theater to act it all out. So, yeah, it's really discouraging. It's politics, I think, at its worst. It's not what we want. It's not what I came here for. I came here to work on solutions and to try to really provide the kind of service that our citizens demand and expect from their government, to try to balance our budget, to try to, you know, reform all of the onerous regulations that were holding back our businesses. Those sorts of things.
We should tell our listeners that Julie Fedorchuk has hit the ground running in a way I don't think anybody thought or saw coming on all of those points. Landing on, the Commerce Committee, which is a big dang deal, energy and commerce. I just want to ask you about that quickly, because this is what the Democrats are preventing. They're preventing, reliability of the grid. They're preventing North Dakota getting in front of the arms race against China on AI. In the minute we have left, tell us what you're doing on that front that is holding us back right now because of these games.
Yeah, absolutely. We're working on a bill to prevent the retirement of any dispatchable energy, the stuff that the grid operators want. We have a bill that would prevent the retirement of those resources so that we can use them to fulfill the demand we have today and the increased demand in the future. When we're shut down, we can't work on that and advance those kinds of measures, additional measures to support like transmission buildout in a reasonable, cost-effective way. We have a lot of regulatory reform initiatives that are on the back burner right now because we're shut down. Chemical reform to drive down the cost of inputs for our farmers and producers. Working on the skinny farm bill, we want to finish that. The CRP program and other conservation programs that haven't been decided yet, have some ideas on that. My easement bill to help give our producers more ownership and rights to operate their land and take some of that ownership back from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife on some of their easements in our state. All of these things are things that are front and center and top priorities for us. In addition to the very health care issues that they're talking about, Republicans are working on reforms to that extended premium tax credit. But we need to do that in a thoughtful way, and we'll get back to that as soon as we get past this continuing resolution fight.
We'll talk about some of those things Monday with Julie Fedorchuk, but wanted to update you on the government shutdown. Thank you, Julie. Talk soon.
Thank you, Scott.